This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Members of the 9/11 Commission are spreading out across the country to raise public support for their findings. In a moment, a report on that unusual lobbying campaign. But first, there will be more congressional hearings today examining the Commission's recommendations. Senators and congressmen delved into the issues yesterday in two hastily scheduled hearings. They are trying to figure out what needs to be done, in what order, and how. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The hearing started out with lawmakers admitting that moving swiftly to reorganize the government is not Congress's forte. The chairman of the House Government Reform Committee, Republican Tom Davis of Virginia, hearkened back to the lumbering process by which Congress established the Department of Homeland Security.
I may take some heat for saying this, but we need to look no further than the deliberations that led to the creation of Homeland Security Department for evidence that Congress is not terribly well equipped to tackle organizational challenges. Too much turf, too many egos, far too much time.
Perhaps that's why, in more than 10 hours of Senate and House hearings yesterday, lawmakers spoke more about what needs to change in the executive branch than changes needed in Congress itself. Most everyone agreed with the 9/11 Commission that there should be a new National Intelligence Director at the top of all U.S. intelligence agencies. There is some debate on the specifics of the position, but no one seemed to think President Bush's proposal that the National Intelligence Director just coordinate the agencies went far enough. Many lawmakers, including Connecticut Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman, warned that if the post doesn't have full control over their budgets, that official would be just another Washington figurehead.
The danger is that we will create a new office but not give it the strength to overcome the lack of clear command authority that the 9/11 Commission documented.
Lawmakers also tried to get a handle on some of the other changes recommended by the 9/11 Commission, including a National Counterterrorism Center and the continuing need to share information across disparate intelligence agencies. It's clear from this exchange between Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin and John Brennan, the director of the Terrorist Threat Integration Center, that negotiations will not be easy.
Have we held the executive branch back from establishing this new architecture so these computers can merge their information and make us a safer nation?
Senator, that architecture is so complicated. You're talking about multi-security level systems. You're talking about something that touches all different government agencies and departments. You're talking about a very, very intricate and interdependent system that is not yet in place. It needs to be. But the bumper sticker comments about we're not sharing information doesn't take into account the complexity of the issue.
Despite this wrangling over executive branch changes, the two 9/11 commissioners that testified before the House Government Reform Committee told lawmakers that their number one priority is reforming Congress. Commissioner Bob Kerry said Congress must get better at overseeing the work of government agencies.
Anybody who was here in the 1990s, we all sort of need to join hands and walk to the podium and say we screwed up. And in that attitude, understand, we might be doing it again right now. We presumed we had time, and we were wrong.
Kerry made it clear the commissioners will continue to press Congress hard to make the changes quickly. And they'll have help from many 9/11 victims' families. Beverly Eckert's husband died in the World Trade Center attack.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the roadmap is in front of you. There are 41 recommendations contained in the 9/11 Commission report. Neither the Family Steering Committee nor the American people will let those recommendations suffer the same fate as those of past commissions. There is no shelf on which they can be hidden.
The 9/11 Family Steering Committee plans to track Congress's work on the recommendations, including the votes of individual senators and representatives, on their website. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.